What's up, everyone, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Your daily dose of wisdom and motivation, all wrapped up in a neat little podcast package. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, today's topic is going to hit home with all of us. We're diving deep into the power of positive self-talk. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another be positive spiel, stick with me for a second. Positive self-talk isn't about wearing rose-colored glasses and ignoring the tough stuff. It's about consciously choosing your words, rewiring those negative thought patterns that hold us back, and building a mental fortress of resilience and confidence. Think of it like this. Your inner voice is like a constant companion. Would you rather have that nagging critic or supportive cheerleader in your ear? Alright, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you harness the power of positive self-talk. 1. Awareness is key. You can't change what you don't acknowledge. Start paying attention to those inner voices. Are they constantly putting you down, doubting your abilities, or playing the what-if game? Recognizing these negative patterns is the first step to breaking free. 2. Challenge the negativity. Don't just accept those negative thoughts as truth. When that voice starts whispering you can't do this, ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support that claim? Often, those doubts are rooted in fear and insecurity, not facts. 3. Reframe your thinking. Turn those negative statements into positive affirmations. Instead of "I'm going to fail," try "I'm going to learn from this experience." It might feel awkward at first, but repetition is key. Those new positive phrases will start to chip away at the old negativity. Ever notice how athletes visualize success before a big game? It's not just about getting in the zone, it's about training their minds to believe in themselves. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a conscious effort to acknowledge your strengths and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small. Remind yourself of past successes you've overcome challenges before, so trust that you can do it again. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and face challenges. Instead of beating yourself up over them, treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you would offer a good friend. Remember, growth comes from learning and improving, not from perfection. Think about that last time you really struggled, maybe a tough project at work, a personal setback, or just one of those days where everything seemed to go wrong. How did your self-talk influence the situation? Did you spiral into negativity and give up easily, or did you rally yourself with positive affirmations and keep pushing forward? The answer to that question can reveal so much about your inner strength and resilience. Now, let me share a real-life example that might hit home. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work, something you've been preparing for weeks. Your heart is racing, palms are sweating, and suddenly you get stage fright. That inner voice starts whispering doubts. What if I mess up? What if everyone thinks I'm stupid? But wait. You catch yourself thinking those thoughts and instead, you reframe them. You remind yourself that you've prepared well, you have valuable insights to share, and even if there are a few stumbles, it's all part of the learning process. You take a deep breath, focus on your message, and deliver a fantastic presentation. See? The power of positive self-talk is real. So, what's the takeaway from today's episode? Remember, you have the power to choose your words, reprogram those negative thought patterns, and build a mental fortress of resilience and confidence. Practice conscious self-talk, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, and never underestimate the impact of believing in yourself. And that's a wrap for today, folks. Share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of positive encouragement, leave a review if you enjoyed it, or hit me up on social media to share your own stories of overcoming self-doubt. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and remember the future is yours to create.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.